Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here this morning. Going to read some scriptures. You're going to turn with us. Already been read here this morning. Some of you missed it. Thirteenth chapter of the book of Numbers. I appreciate what's already been said and done. You might say, well, preacher, I didn't enjoy that too good. Well, you could have. Brother Wall and Abernathy helped us in that revival, 1984. He had had surgery on his throat, and he had not preached for several months. Wasn't able. When I called him, he said, no, Brother Randy, he said, I've had a surgery. He said, I don't know how it'll be. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know how it'll be either. I said, you're the man, so we'll just see. At the end of that revival, he told me, he said, Randy, that's the easiest revival I've ever worked in. Easy. Lord made it easy on him. Gene Reimer wasn't the only one got saved that week. But I can tell you, I believe you saved Gene, don't you? I do. I believe the evidence is there. It's just good to be here. I'm going to read you this scripture. I am. Do you know the Lord's in the saving business? He is. He's in the saving business. And the truth of it is, he knows how to save. I don't believe he halfway saves anybody. I don't. I do believe that a lot of people halfway think they got saved. That's just me, but a lot of them think they got it. You know, I read in the scripture though where we can know. Amen. And there's some things that comes with knowing that you've been born again, free from sin, happy. You know, if we took a picture, and put it on the wall of this congregation this morning, would you be happy? You say, preacher, you need to get into all that. I'm not putting you on the spot. I don't run around with a smile on my face all the time. A couple of years back, the kids, they're big on Facebook and this and that and other, and I don't have Facebook. Not that I guess there's anything wrong with it, but I don't have it. I ain't on it. So you need to Facebook me, because I won't be it. But they had a little picture of me and Kathy and kids there, and Doty told me she's got a comment. I guess you get hits on that thing. What they call hits. Had a comment on that thing. Does Randy ever smile? this lady that put it on there noticed. She noticed for years on end, used to be her pastor years ago. Does Randy ever smile? I'll let you be the judge of that. Thirteenth chapter of the book of Numbers. I'm going to read this. I don't know where we'll do anything or not, as far as that goes. And I really don't. Sometimes I think people think us preachers just have to say that. I find myself saying it a lot, but the truth of it is, at this very moment, I ain't got a clue. I don't. I had nothing. And I got up this morning and I getting ready and I said, Lord, it's meeting time and I've got nothing. And I got nobody. Well, I didn't call nobody. And I still had nothing. And I don't know that we got anything, but just a little thought. You may think that what you're doing don't mean a whole lot to anybody, but I'm going to be honest with you. And I'll be honest with Gene. You say, preacher, Gene comes up here and he has to get happy. Thank God for Gene. I'm not picking on him. I love him to death. But I'm going to be honest with you. You know where Gene's blessing is? I believe I know where Gene's blessing is. And it comes from the Lord. The thing of it is, in this scripture, we've already heard some on it. We've already heard it read. Moses had sent out some spies. Lord told him to gather 12 men, one from each tribe, and to view the land. Go spy out the country. See what it is. They had never been to Canaan. They'd been down Egypt. They had never been to Canaan. And this was before that they ever crossed. The Bible says here, I'm going to start with the 30th verse, 13th chapter. I don't know. I'm going to start with the 27th verse. I'm going to read what was read this morning. So you listen. Says, and they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. They brought back some fruit. If you read your Bible, you know what they brought back. Cluster of grapes. Took two of them to carry it. Between them, on a staff. Now, folks, that's some fruit. I would say, wouldn't you? I'd say that'd be some fruit. And them never seen that country. And they said, surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are walled. And very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers. Now, you pray for just a minute. I don't know. And I really don't. I don't know what we'll do. Brother Cody read that this morning. And he left a little something with us. I read something Wednesday night at the end of our service. Wednesday night. Now, the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. And it made mention of some scripture out of the book of Isaiah. And it said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Now, that's not what I'm going to preach on, I don't guess, this morning. I'm going to be honest with you, because I don't really know. But I've got just a little bit of something out of this report. Now, the Bible teaches us that Joshua and Caleb come back with a good report. Caleb stood up here and he said, let us go up and possess it. Said, we're well able to overcome it. Did Caleb not see the giants? Did Joshua not see the giants? I believe their report was, it's a land that is flowing with milk and honey. And we've got the evidence. Yes. The sons of Anak live there. Yes, they be giants in that land. And here's Caleb says, we're well able. We're well able. He saw the giants, folks. He saw the great walled cities. The evil report said something like this. The men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They are stronger than we. I told you, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just to be honest with you. But if I had a thought to stay around this morning, It would be, but they are stronger than we. You look out today and in this day that we live in, and we see a lot of things and a lot of people, majority, my friend, going a different way. You know, normally when you're traveling, you can get on 75 and you can get out there and you go north or you'll go south. And normally everybody's going in the same direction that you're going. Now, if you let a vehicle get off on the wrong way and start down the southbound lane going north, it causes problems. It causes upsets. Causes accidents. Does it not? I'm going to say this morning, church, and we're a minority in this world that we live in. We're a minority. And the world, the stronger ones, quote, quote, think that we are weak and think that we're not able, because they're many. They're many. They're like them of the great wall cities that they saw on their report. Gil, they said they got great wall cities. Their people are stronger than we, not even counting the giants. They had already give up. They already said, we can't do it, because they're stronger than we. What does the scripture teach us today, brethren, about the strong? Well, the Bible says in one place, he says, we who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. That's talking to us. But there is a great host of people out there, and it looks like that they've got the momentum going, and it looks like that they're stronger than us, therefore we should bow down to them. Folks, it ain't gonna happen. There's some things, my friend, about the church, brethren, that will not bow down. Will not. The three Hebrew children ain't the only ones that God ever made, my friend, that would not bow. I'm going to tell you something. The church is full of men and women alike that will not bow today. Just because the world's stronger, sort of say. Preacher, they've got the advantage point. Brethren, Nebuchadnezzar in the days of the three Hebrew children, brethren, he had all the authority. He had all the power. Brethren, but the three Hebrew boys, my friend, was not going to bow. Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! I might have to shout my way to glory, but thank God I'm going to shout. Woo! Woo! I'm going to be a Joshua and a Caleb! I'm going to tell you, thank God we can win the battle this morning. Bible says that the three Hebrew boys told Nebuchadnezzar, says, we're not careful to answer thee. Said, whether our God delivers us or not, we're not going to bow. Folks, the world can seem like make you do anything, but brother, you don't have to bow this morning. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! These people are bowing on every corner today. Can I tell you, they some stronger than we, but they're not stronger than Him. Preacher, I'm going to say this. My God is a God of 2023. Glory to God, Jay! He's still able to save the drunkard this morning. Yes, He is. Jailhouse religion. A lot of it goes around. I've told you many times, I can talk about mine. I got people, my friend, that they like jail better than they do outside. And I can prove it. They all time doing something to get back in there. Shame, ain't it? But you know, they get in there and they get holy. Yeah. They get holy. They get to where they can handle the devil and everything else. Until they get out. I don't know where the message is going. I ain't going to worry too much about it. I really ain't. I'm going to be one of the Joshuas this morning. I'm going to be one of the Calebs this morning. And I'm going to tell you, my friend, we're well able to overcome them. Yes, we are. We're well able. I worked with a man, my friend, that he drank every day. He's about half drunk and he come to work. Yes, sir. And he smoked a little marijuana to go along with it. Yes, he did. Every day. Every day. Brethren, the Lord got a hold of this man. And he asked every question in the book, my friend, about how to get born again without getting born again. Yeah. Yes. Went with a group of people to meeting my friend, and they'd get over there and they'd talk to him and they'd tell him everything's okay. Yes, they would. You're saved, boy. He'd come to work, my friend. He'd come to my office and he'd tell me all about it. He said, you think that'll work? And I just looked at him. Yeah. I said, Steve, you tell me if it works. Yeah. Something to that effect. He said, well, I got my answer. Huh? Got my answer. He knowed it wasn't right. I can tell you this morning you're going to be okay, but I'll promise you something. You better okay it with the Lord. You better okay it with Him. You better be born again. You better have the Holy Ghost. Thank God living with you this morning. Yes, sir. You better be bought with a price. Anyway, a few weeks ago by, and here it go again. You know, man can make it a few weeks, a few days. Then it gets on him so bad, my friend, he's got to do something. Yeah. He'd go back, hear the same thing. Next day, right in my office, asking me, reckon what it is. Huh? Reckon is that okay? Think about it. You say, preacher, people ain't like it. Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. They a lot of people searching on their terms. Yes, sir, on their terms. I'm going to tell you something. The world might be stronger than Randy. But the world ain't no stronger than Randy and his God. No, sir. It'll overcome me. I'm here to tell you it will. I ain't as strong, my friend. I ain't a bit stronger than you are. Brethren, it comes to the flesh. But brethren, you let me and my God get a hold of him. Brethren, he'll take his flight this morning. O King, we're not careful to answer thee. But whether our God delivers us or not, we ain't bowing. They had done sung, they had done played all the sack butt and the psalteries. All the musicians had played. They all heard it. And brethren, they didn't bow. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar loved these boys. He said, we're going to give you one more opportunity. One more. Think about it. One more time. We're going to play the music. I'm going to tell you something, folks. That one more time gets a lot of folks. You know that? I'm here to tell you the devil ain't stronger than God. He ain't stronger than your faith either. But you're going to have to let your faith work. You're going to have to let it be used for what it's used for. Gene said when he got saved, he started what? I said he started using it. You hear me? He started using it. What do you mean using it? He started reading it. He started letting it become part of him. Yes, sir, I can prove it. In the New Testament, my friend, the laws of God ain't written upon stone. They ain't written upon paper. He said, I'll write them in your heart. A lot of folks can't quote it because it ain't in there. Huh? Yes, sir. I ain't talking about in here. They can't quote it. They can't figure it out. They can't search it out, my friend, because it ain't right here. Can't pull it up, can they? Oh, Nebuchadnezzar. We're not bowing. We're not bowing. Brother little Stevie come one morning to my office. Before this, we was walking. I can't help but to tell you some things. I was walking down the aisleway one day, and here comes Steve out from somewhere anyway, and he come walking. He looked at me just as serious. He said, "Randy," he said, "don't you think I can keep the Ten Commandments and I'll make it?" I said, "You'll bust hell wide open." That's the words I told him. Preacher, you ought not been that hard with him. You'd have to know him, number one. You'd have to know him. He's about like one of them, take a hammer and beat his head in. He wouldn't get some of it. Seriously. Seriously. But you know what? He took it to heart. He took it to heart. He said, "You mean to tell me?" I said, "I mean to tell you, Stevie. There ain't but one thing, my friend, that'll help you, and that's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ." And I said, "When it gets applied, there ain't no man gonna have to tell you." Yeah. Who told you you're saved, Gene? Huh? Think about it. Preacher, world's got a hold of me. Well, I'll tell you what, there's one way to get rid of the world. There is. Don't mean it won't come back. Don't mean it won't come back and tempt you. Don't mean it won't. I don't know. I really don't. I couldn't tell you. This was a man that drank every day, smoked every day. When he went home to lunch, done the same thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know it for a fact. Darrell, he couldn't go too long without taking a drink. It had him. We was talking this morning, that addiction was there. He just thought he had to have it. Yes, sir. Had a hold of him. Jeff, it consumed his life. At that point, brethren, it was stronger than he was. Amen. They tell you in AA how you have to come off these things. Have to work your way down. And all these old dope cases and drugs. I know what I'm talking about. I don't have to ask you. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. So many days of this, or they'll do that. And so many days of this. Listen. Wasn't long, my friend. A couple of weeks, maybe. A week or two. Little Stevie come into my office. And you know what he said? He said, "Randy," he said, "the Lord saved me." Huh? Woo! Didn't ask me what I thought about it. Yeah. Didn't ask me if I thought it was all right. Amen. He said, "Randy, the Lord saved me." Huh? No rehab? Huh? Yes, sir. He'd been here. He was here that night. Yes, sir. He'd been here. Listen to me. Don't tell me God can't do it. Don't tell me God's not able. Brethren, He's able to fix your problem. But brethren, you've got to let go of it this morning. Yes, you do. We're not going down there into Canaan. They hadn't been out in the wilderness, folks, but 3 days. Let me rephrase that. These boys done got back. It had been 43 days. Took them 40 days to spy out that country. Yes, sir. And here they was looking at the report, looking at the evidence. Have you seen any evidence, my friend, that Christianity is better than the rest of the world? Have you seen any evidence? Have you inquired about any good benefits? They are. To being a Christian. You say, preacher, I know Christian people, they all got problems. Yes. We live just like the world in that aspect. We live just like the world. Things come upon us just like the world. Sometimes devastating things. Preacher, I don't want none of that. I'd like to think, my friend, it's better to go through it with somebody with you. Wouldn't you? Somebody, my friend, that can help you. Huh? In time of need. In time of trouble. I'm not going to ask you what you've been through. The truth of it is, you ought to take that you've been through as a stepping stone, as a milepost, my friend, and carry on and let God be your God this morning. He wants to be. He wants to be. He loves you. So, instead of going to Canaan, they went to the wilderness. Did they not? Bible says the Lord told Moses, he said, you tell them they're going to wander in this wilderness for 40 years. A year for each day it took them to spy the country out. 40 years. 40 years in a wilderness. Waste howling wilderness, what the Bible says. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. They wasn't coming out. 40 years was pronounced upon them, and 40 years they stayed in that wilderness. And they were some, my friend, that did not come out of the wilderness. A large portion. Large portion. The Bible says, I can't help. This is all I got this morning. But they be stronger than we. But they be stronger than we. Do you know when you look at your situation and it's greater than you are, you're already defeated. You're already on the downside. We can't do this. We can't do this. We can't do this. Ain't that what the evil report said? We can't overcome them. Do you know what we was looking at? We was looking at the stronger. Joshua and Caleb, my friend, I don't think they looked too much at the stronger. They looked at the God that they had. The Bible says in them venturing through the wilderness that they wholly followed the Lord. Wholly followed Him. You say, preacher, no, I believe Moses followed him too, don't you? It's not many. Not many. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't. It doesn't surprise me in the day of which we live. Because the scripture says in the New Testament, it said, it's not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, that Jesus is his master. Not everyone that'll enter in. Why is that, preacher? Because it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord. That's one of the Lord's. Not in a personal relationship. Not in a situation. Preacher, I've got a situation and we'll never overcome it. Well, you just live that defeated life. You can. Or you can give it to the Lord and let's see if we can't work something out. Did you know that years ago, and you can go around places right now, these places shut down, roads shut down completely. And they got a little roundabout place going around. And you look over and it's because they're building a bridge. They're building a bridge. One of the last things they done on I-75 was build a bridge down there in the Darrisville, Georgia. I know it for a fact, watched them with my own eyes. 75 was closed from Darrisville to Red Top Mountain. And there's about four bridges between that area. The last thing, they had the pavement. I drove on it. They had the pavement, my friend, ready. They had everything ready to go. But they didn't have the bridge. Sometimes in our feeble mind, I'll just say it, we're already defeated, but we could get a hold of the Lord and we could build a bridge.
Amen.
It takes a while.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what Caleb had in mind for those giants. I don't know what Caleb had in mind for those big walled cities. But I venture to say, my friend, that he had the Lord, my friend's ear.
Yes, he did.
And I believe that Caleb believed we come up against them giants, we can overcome them.
Amen.
He also said it. You'll find it written in another place. He says, by our God, we're well able to overcome.
Amen.
By our God. We're able. Folks, in 2023, I don't care what comes against you. You've got a God, my friend, that's bigger than the situation. And I'll promise you, He'll make a way. Some way, somehow, He'll make a way. We may have to build a bridge. It takes a while. Do you know that? It takes a while to build a bridge. You just don't throw them up. Gonna read you this verse, then we'll bring our march to a close. I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't. I don't know what you stand in need of. We're gonna ask them to come and get a verse of a song. It says, but the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we. They are stronger than we. I believe if we're depending on the Lord, my friend, you'll find out that we be stronger than they. You go on over into the book of Joshua and you'll see that when they went into Canaan, the very first city that they come to was Jericho. And the Bible says it was a great walled city. A great walled city. And y'all know the scripture. I don't have to tell you. Y'all know what happened to Jericho, don't you? The walls come tumbling down. The Bible says they didn't even draw a sword, but they blowed the trumpet and the ram's horns. And they marched around that city one time a day. I don't know about you, but I can just imagine. I can just imagine, my friend, being a participant of Jericho. And here come about a million plus folks. The Bible says they spoke not a word. When they marched around the great walled city of Jericho, they were silent, except for the blowing of the ram's horns. Once a day. And I can just imagine, my friend, it being a great walled city. I can just imagine the echo. Can't you? Not just that, I believe they marched in unison. And I believe they heard them footprints, them feet, hitting that ground. Preacher, you can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. It don't take very many to make a great noise. And I can just imagine being on the inside of them walls, my friend, and them walls just a-quivering. That's what I think. Bible don't say. But once a day, brethren, that happened. And then come the seventh day. The Bible says they shut the gates of Jericho and it was all shut up. Was it not? Houses upon the walls of Jericho. Now it might not have been walls like we think. Them walls might have been built into the earth. Far as I know, I don't know. But I know this. There was one portion of them walls where a house was built that there was a thread hanging out. Amen. Yes, sir. And I believe my friend Rahab had all she could get in that house. I do. I believe she gathered all the family she could find. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. This family trusted her. Amen. Trusted in her. Not only that, my friends, she trusted in them two spies. Amen. That she let out over her. Amen. That they wasn't nothing going to happen. And I believe her house shook too. Huh? Have you ever had your house to shake? Yes, sir. He'll shake it. He'll rumble it. Yes, sir, he'll shake it. You'll think it's falling apart. Huh? Hear me. They marched around that city one time a day. And on the last day, the Sabbath day, the Bible says they marched around seven times. Seven times. Now, we're talking about them great walled cities that evil report brought back. Are we not? Mm-hmm. We're talking about them strong people that we weren't able to overcome. It's what the men said. It's what 10 of the 12 said. Mm-hmm. 10 of the men, my friend, that come back said, we ain't able. They be strong. They be walled. And the first city they come to is a great walled city. And all the strong men they've got behind the gate. Now that's the picture. That's the picture. The Bible says that when you march around this thing the seventh time, it said shout. Now you tell me, you say, preacher, I don't know about all that trembling and all this. Well, you tell me what brought the walls down. Yeah. Was it not the shout? Amen. Shout. Everybody didn't play a horn, But brethren, everybody could shout. And they shouted, and the Bible says that the walls come tumbling down. Except for one space over. That portion was saved. Saved. Preacher, I'm just facing things, and our God don't work that way no more. Why don't He? I'm as honest as I can be, folks. If I was a participant in the walls of Jericho coming down and it was 2023, I'd like to think, Darrell, that I'd march. I might not be able to do nothing else, but I believe I could march. Don't you? And brethren, at the end of the seventh day, I believe I could shout. And I believe them walls come tumbling down. I believe it worked. Preacher, it wouldn't work. It worked. There's things in mine and your life alike, my friend, that's stronger than we are. Too big for me to overcome. Too big for you to overcome. But I'll promise you, you get a hold of the Lord and let you see, my friend, if me and Him can't bring it down. Huh? If me and Him can't bring it down, reduce it, get rid of it. But the report was, they're stronger than we. The report was great wall cities. The report today, my friend, is that you can't do it. You ain't big enough. You ain't strong enough. You ain't got enough political clout. Can I tell you something? I know a God that can. Don't you? I know a God, my friend. I ain't able to take out a stony heart and put a heart of flesh in, but I know a God that can. I do. I know a God that can change your world. And it'll start today. It won't start tomorrow. It'll start today. Amen. It will. Just like that. Amen. It'll change. But you're going to have to become willing. You're going to have to become a participant. And quit being a standby. And quit being a naysayer. Quit being one of them, we can't. Preacher, we ain't got them today. They had 10, we probably got 100. Amen. Doesn't matter. We're still able. I'm going to be a Joshua. I'm going to be a Caleb. Amen. Let us go. Come on, let us go and possess it. God ain't weak. He ain't lost His power. He's still able to save. Bible says it doesn't matter where He saves, by many or few, He's still able to save. Let us stand.